You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Community legal centres play a vital role in helping New Zealanders avoid legal problems or resolve these problems through education and legal representation. There has recently been a significant increase to community law centres funding, which has made it more permanent in the wellbeing budget for this year. This was the first increase since the previous national government froze core funding 7 years ago. Additional funding will allow the 24 active community law centres to expand on their work, as well as to provide fair and accessible legal support for New Zealanders. Well, I talked with Green MP Glorise Gardaman on the importance of these community law centres getting more recognition for their services to Aotearoa's most vulnerable communities.
The right to access justice is a fundamental human right, and it shouldn't be available only to those who can afford it, and we all know that legal representation can be pretty expensive. So we really welcome the ability of community law centres to not only provide legal advice, but to actually be based in different communities all around New Zealand so people can access them. You know, you can just walk in off the street into a community law centre and ask for advice. You don't have to sort of make an appointment with a lawyer, find one, know what you actually need advice for, any of that stuff, which can be really daunting. It's something that actually impedes people's access to all of the other rights, whether it's, you know, fair employment, whether it's young people needing advice on the rights of special rights of children, Māori. It's a service that's really essential to us accessing all of our other democratic rights.
Yeah, I guess a big factor in all of this is also, you know, the education behind it. A lot of people probably don't even know that they have this access to legal representation, but that's a topic we'll get back to soon. I just want to touch on one thing as well, is that prior to this announcement in the wellbeing budget, so the previous national government, they had froze the core fundings for 7 years for community legal support. Yeah. And so what do you see as being the repercussions of this over the past 7 years?
Yeah, so we saw inequality grow in New Zealand exponentially over the past 9 years of the national government. So in lots of ways, we were becoming less and less equal. So add to that the fact that those on lower incomes had less access to their rights and to legal advice. It's actually pretty obscene. If you are in a rental home and you are being kicked out and you can't afford to move, and then you don't even have access to your rights as a tenant, and you can't get that advice, it's going to put people in more and more of a vulnerable position, which is why we have this recognised right to free legal advice and representation. The other thing that's in the wellbeing budget actually is an increase for legal aid. So that's in our criminal justice system and family court, it's kind of part of a package where we do want people to have equal access to justice.
And of course there was this repercussion of inequality within our law system, but what did you see the pressure it also had on the well-being of the people that required the legal aid, as well as the community law centres themselves? What pressure did they have on them now?
Yeah, so legal aid is I was at the forefront of as a lawyer out there in our courts. And, I mean, to have legal aid be limited in the way that it was really did impede people's right to justice, because we're talking about people that have come into the actual justice system. It's not even just asking for legal advice in your daily life. It's people that have been charged with a crime. And we saw our prison rates just balloon. You know, we're second only to the US, I think, in per capita imprisonment. And the OECD, which is just incredible. So if people aren't able to access competent, free legal advice, if lawyers aren't able to spend the time they need on cases, on looking for evidence, on giving proper advice because they're not actually funded, there's also an incredibly low threshold, or high threshold rather, or low income threshold for qualifying for legal aid. So we're talking about people with no income, essentially. And so everybody else is left to seek advice from the likes of community law centres or pay for it. And, you know, you're mortgaging the house, basically. So it actually did have a huge impact. And that's just to talk about the criminal justice system. We're talking, you know, family law deals in things as serious as child access and custody, domestic abuse, you know. So when you defund the justice system, you really make society a little bit unsafe.
On the topic of those who are in need of legal support, who do you see as the vulnerable people in our communities now that have been particularly disadvantaged? Is it a socio-economical problem? Where is it that they don't have legal representation and where they don't know their legal rights?
It is a socio-economic problem. It sometimes is an age issue, you know, and we do have youth law trying to provide specific advice to young people, and they deal in everything from just sort of employment and tenancy issues that young people might actually face like everybody else, but also in really specific types of cases like when young people are excluded from school and that process may breach their rights. That's a very specific service that also needed funding, that had its funding frozen, of course. But then it is a socioeconomic issue, and it might be a cultural issue for new Zealanders just to be able to come into an office and ask what they, you know, how they can deal with their landlord or their employer in everyday life with having been charged with a crime, and for them not to have to kind of go out there and find a lawyer or to know that they even have a right to a lawyer is something really special, and it actually underpins our democracy.
So the demand for community law centres has been, you know, growing ever since, really. We currently have 24 centres with lawyers who provide an outreach from 120 locations. They complete, it says here, around 50,000 cases each year, as well as providing law education to 25,000 people. What could you see this additional funding providing for those community law centres?
Yeah, well, we know that they could be and would love to be doing more. That legal education stuff is actually really interesting and really crucial as well, because, you know, we keep talking about civics education in schools, and just basic knowledge of legal rights is also just so crucial. So for community law centres to be able to expand that, so more and more New Zealanders know their rights and know how to access their rights, will in and of itself make us a more equal and free society. But in terms of cases, I mean, they don't have enough time to do all of the cases that they need to do, and their representation mandate was actually limited as well. But given that legal aid is at the level where you basically have no income in order to qualify, community law centres actually fill a really essential gap in that market of people who need legal representation but either have to pay for it or prove that they, you know, they basically have zero income. Legal aid also did adopt a policy under the last government of requiring paybacks. So you actually do have people sort of remortgaging the house essentially back to the state in order to access legal aid, even when they've qualified for it. So that's something that we probably need to work on as well in terms of legal access. But community law centres can do so, so much more in this kind of scheme.
Touching on that last subject as well, is do you currently believe that enough New Zealanders know what their legal rights are? Do they receive enough of their legal entitlement? And what can we do about this? Is it going to be through funding, through education? Where is it going to start?
Well, funding is where it's going to start, but of course it's sort of also that that expansion of the mandate to allow for free legal representation in all the different areas that community law centres cover within the law. It's funding legal aid properly. We've got the Appeals Review Commission coming up that we'll put into place for criminal cases. A lot was cut under the last 9 years, and so just to start to restore that back will be something. But I mean, I would really like to see that focus on reporting on specific issues where there has been rights breaches, as the Human Rights Commission does, but hasn't been well funded enough to do everything they need to do, and so to tell us as a government where we're getting it wrong, but then also that community legal education, so people at least know they have a right, because that's the starting point. You know, when you talk to someone in the criminal justice system, it's always that right to a lawyer that they have to be informed about. And a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know what their rights are when they encounter the police, let alone a landlord or an employer. So that would make us far more equal to begin with.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.